Hey there, I'm Melissa Batt, the host of Priorities on Purpose, a podcast for overwhelmed women who are tired of going through the motions. You know there has to be more to this life than the cycle of numbing out, scrolling social media, exhausting yourself with a never-ending to-do list, and still feeling like a failure at the end of the day. You have hope that tomorrow will be different, and I'm here to help you make sure that it actually is. I'm a Christian life coach, and on this podcast, we talk all about intentional living, mental health struggles, and tangible ways to be the best versions of ourselves with Jesus at the center. I promise to be your hype girl and biggest cheerleader as I share simple strategies to help you get out of your rut, eliminate distractions, and live the life you are created for. Are you ready to go beyond existing and learn how to truly live? Put your earbuds in and let's get to it, friend. Hey, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Priorities on Purpose. I'm your girl and host, Melissa Batt, and I'm so excited to be with you today. Today, I think it's going to be a short episode. We'll see how it goes because I did end up writing a lot of notes, but a very quick, like, this is what we're going to be talking about. Do you know God or do you know of God? And then we're going to do a deep dive in what that even means, because I think it means different things for different people. So honestly, I feel like I could do an entire series on this. And so I've been praying about this episode because I want it to speak to the right people, because everyone's in a different place, right? Some people know God. Some people think they know God. Some people want to know God. Some people don't know God. And so I have prayed and I am trusting God that there's something that will come out of my mouth that will speak directly to you where you are, no matter which category you fall into. Okay. So I went to a conference this last weekend called the Esther Conference. I'm probably going to be talking about it for a while. It was put on by Esther Press. They're amazing. They are a publishing company from David C. Cook. I knew none of that, but I'm now like, oh my gosh, like they wowed those who attended this conference. I don't know anyone who would have went to this conference who would not have been completely wowed by how amazing they are and the work they put into this and the prayer that went into this. I just know that Esther Press is not a company that is only interested in making money. That was very clear to me. They are very much wanting to help women, help believers grow in their relationship with God. And I can definitely get behind that. So someone spoke at the conference and talked about like knowledge. Y'all, I took so many notes. Page after page after page after page. Like, my hand is tired and I didn't have enough pages in my notebook. That's how many notes I took. All right. So someone said, who you know matters, but who knows you matters too. And I love that. And I agree with all of it, but I feel like there's so much more to it. And so what I wrote was, what you know matters. Like, you need to know God and know who God is, because some of us, we know God, but it's like we're not walking in the knowledge of God. We don't recognize the power and all of that. And then some of us forget that God knows us too. So God is all of those things. You need to know him, know what it means, and you need to know that he knows you too. I could just stop right there. But I have so much more I want to share with you. Do you know the difference between knowing God and knowing of God? So I have an analogy for you. So let's say you have a neighbor. You know your neighbor. You greet each other when you're outside. Hey, how are you doing? It's very just pleasantries, right? You know, wave at each other. But like, so you know them. But you don't know them. You know what I'm saying? You may even have people in your life who would say like, oh, I know Jennifer, but do they really know you? Because there's so much more that you could give them if they gave you time or you wanted to, right? And so there's a difference between like knowing of somebody and knowing them. And then also, like, how much does that matter? It matters. Like, you need to know God. I want you to know God, but also I want you to know that even the devil knew God. And so if the devil knows God, like, what's the difference between you and the devil? Hopefully a whole lot, right? And so the biggest difference and the thing that I want to hit right now more than anything is that it's about a personal relationship with the person. So with the neighbor, there's a difference between the neighbor that you just wave and nod and you may have had 5-minute conversations. Then you have the neighbor that may live across the street from you, or they go to church with you and you spend time together. You do dinners together. You invite them to birthday parties. You know, you need someone to talk to or you're struggling. You reach out, like all of that, right? We can recognize the difference between being in a relationship with someone and the difference in how we know them when we're in relationship with someone. There's a whole lot of people that go to church or say they know God and they don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. And I want to challenge you to really focus on having a personal relationship with Jesus. Because listen, I'm reminded now of a conversation I had with my stepdad a long time ago. He passed away in 2015, and he used to say I was religious. And in my opinion, that was not something, like, I took offense to that because I don't want to be religious. I have a relationship with God. It's not just about following rules. And some people really, like, that's all they're doing. They're just checking boxes and going through the motions, and their heart has not been transformed. When you truly know someone and you're in relationship with someone, your heart changes. So there's a difference also. And one of the things we talked about this weekend was, like, you can know that you need to do something, but there's still a disconnect on actually doing it. This podcast is called Priorities on Purpose because God showed me that my priorities were out of whack. I very clearly believed and knew that my priorities were God first, husband second, family third, and then work. But I knew that, but I wasn't living that. And I want to challenge you to live it. When you live it, you know it at a deeper level. And I want that for each of you. And so I don't want you going through the motions. Here are some of the other things I have written down in my notes, because you guys know I have ADHD. And if I don't write down notes, we're going to be in trouble. You need to know God. You need to know what that means. And you need to know that He knows you. And then, of course, I want to challenge you to go even deeper and ask yourself this question. Are you living your life like you know God? Are you living your life like you know His ways? And are you living your life like He knows you? I have struggled with some identity issues my entire life. I'm still a work in progress, y'all. This conference, God showed me some other areas where I am just a mess, and I'm working through that now. But I have to be reminded that God knows me. He created me. He loves me just as I am, without me doing any works for Him, without me being obedient. He still loves me. And if you have children of your own, I think you can understand, like, we might be annoyed with our kids sometimes because they're being idiots and doing dumb stuff, right? Well, I think God might be annoyed with us sometimes, and because we're doing dumb things and we're not doing what we should do or what we know we should do. But that doesn't mean He doesn't love us. And some of you just need to know that God loves you. He chose you. He created you before the world was even made. You were predestined. With this, now I want you to really think about it. Like, which one of those areas is lacking the most for you? It might be all of the above. If so, I want to challenge you to journal over that. Are you living your life like you know God, His ways, and are you living your life like He knows you? So are you living your life like you know God? Are you talking about it more than you're walking it out? Do you know His ways? And that means, like, you know, we have this thing called a Bible. I have mine right here. We really need to read it. And lots of us have used an excuse that we can't read it. We don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to us. All the above. Listen, I shared something on my stories today about, I think it's like the difference between illiterate and illiterate or illiterate. Illiterate means like you don't know because you haven't been exposed to it. Illiterate means you just choose not to. And some of you are really choosing not to. And you got to check your heart on that. If you know God, which I know this is, just stick with me, but like if you know God, even if you don't know it from reading your own Bible, but you know it because you follow people who know God, you go to church, you hear messages, scripture, and, you know, from all over the place. The world is a great place with all kind, you can be exposed to it, right? Without reading it, although it is not a substitute, it will never be a substitute. And you have to be really careful in the world today because there's a whole lot of people that are getting things wrong and you will believe something that isn't truth. And that's on you if you're not reading your Bible. That was a little side note, but I want you to know, like, if you're thinking, I need to read my Bible, but I just don't get it. God is powerful. God gives His children gifts. God loves you. Why would He not want to give you knowledge of His word? Why would He not want you to get it? Like, do you recognize that saying that? And again, I'm guilty, been there, done that. When you have a hunger for it, and if you don't have a hunger for it, pray and ask God to give you a hunger for it. That's not an excuse. You can't use that as an excuse. If you want to get to know someone also, you spend time with them. How much time are you spending with God? How do you spend time with God? Well, prayer, reading my Bible, and spending time with people who are further along in their relationship with God. Like, I can glean from them. Those are kind of probably the three ways I spend time with God. Now, remember that the first two, reading His word and spending time in prayer, those like trump everything. Going to church, yes, that's great. Spending time with people who are further along in their walk with God, yes, that's good. But nothing beats prayer and reading God's word. And I also want to say that I've gotten this out of order a little bit. There was a time like I was just like, my prayer life was amazing, but I was not reading God's word like I should. And then there was another time when I was reading God's word and just nerding out over scripture. And I felt the conviction of like, listen, even the enemy knows the word of God. Prayer matters. That has to be part of it. It can't be one or the other. It really needs to be both. And so I want to challenge you to journal and ask yourself, like, where's the disconnect? Why is there a disconnect? And what decision do you need to make today, not tomorrow, not next week, but today? What decision do you need to make today to reconnect? Sometimes I have a lot of friends that I don't talk to all the time, but when I do, we pick right up where we left off. That is good. But the beauty of our relationship with God is there never has to be a gap of time when we are spending time with Him. Like, He's always there. He's just waiting on you. Some people are like, where's God? God is there, guaranteed. If you're wanting to spend time with God and you're not hearing from God, I would check yourself and look if there's something that is getting in the way. I've done lots of podcast episodes on idols. I remember one time I was like, God, like, I just don't feel as close to you as I did. Like, help me feel closer to you. And He told me to delete the app. And you might think that app would be social media. It was not. It was some stupid game I had on my phone that I would just play when I had free time. And I was like, I don't even use this app that much. But it was like that little bit of obedience. Man, it took me right back to where I was. You can't see me, but I got my fingers crossed. I'm like, I was like this with Jesus again. And so normally you have to check yourself. God is there. He's waiting for you. He's just waiting on you to say, like, hey, let's chat. I have plenty more I wanted to talk to you about. Is Jesus your bestie? Is he the first person you want to run to when things get tough, hard, or you want to celebrate? If not, and this is something I still struggle with, we're humans, right? We're human beings. And, you know, we end up going to our husbands. We want that instant gratification. We go to our best friends, all of the things. But I want to challenge you to really look at, like, God, help me remember to put you first. And then how do you reconnect? I talked about this a little bit, but I just want to say it again. Ask God for help. Ask him to pinpoint where the gap is. The next question I have for you is, do you know, but just find yourself caught up in life? Consider this your GPS telling you to revert back to the course. You know, when your GPS, you get off the route and it's like rerouting, and it's trying to like get you back on track. Consider this message from me today as that. Let's get you back on track. And then if you don't know God, again, I said this earlier, I got things out of order a little bit because that's what I do when I'm not going from my notes directly. The best way to get to know God is to immerse yourself in him and his ways. In your Bible, with godly people, and with prayer. Do you know him but not know his ways enough to walk like him? Again, your Bible, godly people, prayer. And then the last thing I want to tell you is about this book that I'm currently reading. I'm almost finished with it. Man, it's been really, really good. I struggle with the savior complex and thinking like I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ, but I'm not Jesus. Therefore, I literally cannot do it all because he's not calling me to do all. He's just calling me to do my part. And when I'm doing my part, it is good. But a lot of times I try to run ahead. And so I started reading this book called None Like Him by Jen Wilkin. And if you struggle with the savior complex or doing things on your own and kind of forget to include God, I want to challenge you to get this book. And also, if you're like, I feel like I know God, but I could use a refresher. This book talks about the attributes of God in a way of like, you know, like he's all powerful. He's all knowing. He is limitless, like kind of goes through that. And it's a very easy read. I'm listening to it currently. And I listen on 1.25 speed. And I think it's 4 hours. So in 4 hours, you could have like the whole book done if you're listening to the audio version. I want to end this episode with these verses, 2 Peter 3, verses 17 and 18. Therefore, dear friends, since you have been forewarned, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of the lawless and fall from your secure position. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Again, that's 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. That's all I have for this episode, y'all. I hope you love it. I feel like I always put in the show notes that I do free consultations. I'm a faith mentor and a Christian life coach. And those two things should always go together. So if you're like, I want to know God better, or I just want some accountability in this area, do not hesitate to reach out to me. I would love to work with you and help you know God better and all the things. All right. Take care. Hey, friend, that's it for this episode. If you found value, I would love it if you could take a couple of seconds and leave me a quick review. While it may seem super simple, it is so beneficial and gives me the opportunity to help more women. Also, take a screenshot and share it on social media with your biggest aha today. Don't forget to tag me at Melissa Bad Official so we can connect. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, friend, keep walking it out, one baby step at a time, because God's got you.